This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Honesty, integrity is something that is a big issue in your life, even if you don't think it is. James Patterson and Peter Kim wrote a book, The Day America Told the Truth. I've referenced some of this before, but not all of it. They asked people, what are you willing to do for $10 million? If somebody would give you $10 million in cash, what are you willing to do for it? Two-thirds of Americans polled would agree to at least one or several of the following. 25% said they would abandon their entire family. They'd walk away from their immediate family and their extended family for $10 million. 25% said they would abandon their faith. Just give it up today if you give me $10 million. 16% said they would leave their spouses. 10% said they would withhold testimony in a legal case and let a murderer go free. 7% said they would kill a stranger. And 3% said they would put their children up for adoption for $10 million. I know some parents that would do it for a lot less, but that's another story. That is another story. What does the Bible have to say about integrity? We're studying the book of Proverbs, going through it, and the book of Proverbs has something to say to you and to me about personal integrity. Let me tell you what integrity is. It's more than just telling the truth. Integrity is more than being faithful. Integrity is more than just, you know, being a person of your word. In engineering, there's a term called structural integrity, and aeronautical engineers will talk about the structural integrity of an airplane. Will it perform as specified in the drawings at a certain altitude, at a certain speed? When they put different G-loads on it, will it stand the pressure that's placed upon that airplane? Does it have structural integrity? Civil engineers talk about the integrity of the subsoil and what's underneath a building, and will it support the weight of the steel in this building, which is all through this building? And so integrity has to do with wholeness and completeness. I said all of that to lead up to this. You will never have complete fullness in your life, integrity in that sense, until you know Jesus Christ, in my opinion. Because it's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that lives in your life, that enables you to be a man of integrity, that enables you to be a woman of integrity, so that you can say it, not bragging, but you can say it in humility. I am a man of integrity because Jesus Christ lives in my life. I am a woman of integrity because the Lord is the Lord of my life. It's not a case of bragging on yourself. It's giving credit to where credit is due, to the Lord himself. All I'm going to do today is look at four verses in the book of Proverbs that talk about integrity. And we'll read them, and then we're going to talk about them one by one. And I think you're going to learn some things about integrity that maybe you've never known before. The first one's in Proverbs 10:9. Write that reference in your notes. The man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out. Let's bring up the second one. Proverbs 11:3 says, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity or deception. The third one, from Proverbs 13:6, righteousness guards the man of integrity, or the woman of integrity for that matter, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. There is a guardianship issue there where being a man of integrity guards your life. Being a woman of integrity guards your life. And then the last one, and I think this is really important. The righteous man or woman leads a blameless life. Blessed are his children after him. There's a generational blessing that comes to people of integrity. Well, we're continuing the sermon series in Proverbs called Street Credibility, and this is a message on integrity that will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.